United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Roger Pryor introducing another in the weekly series of transcribed feature programs known as Guest Star, brought to you by this station and the United States Savings Bonds as a public service. It comes to you at this time each week to remind you that the finest, safest investment in the world today is a United States Savings Bond. Buy bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work and through the bond a month plan where you bank. Today's guest is Sir Cedric Hardwick, the renowned star of stage and screen. However, before we introduce Sir Cedric to you, here's the Savings Bonds Orchestra, directed by Harry Sosnick, in one of Mr. Sosnick's own arrangements, the perennial favorite, Pop Goes the Weasel. Special guest, Sir Cedric Hardwick. He brings us a new adventure in American history in a sketch entitled Great Grandfather of Liberty, taken from a recent broadcast of the radio program The Big Break. It seems strange that we should have lost the exact date of one of the most important events in American history. All we know is that roughly it was about 100 years before the American Revolution. The story took place in England in the port city of Bristol. The scene is a dock, alongside of which is the brig Sophie of Boston, all sails up and ready to cast off with a cargo of crockery, ironware, and trade goods for the colony of Virginia. Suddenly we hear the voice of Captain Caleb Swan as he shouts.
Heave to, you! You there. Time to sneak aboard, eh? A stowaway. All right, out with it. The Baileys are after you, no doubt. A cut purse, I'm sure. Or is it throats you've cut?
I have committed no crime, Captain Swan. I came aboard this vessel in the hope that you would help me.
No crime, eh? Then why would a man dressed as gentry try to stow away on a vessel bound for the colonies? I suppose you'll tell me the guards aren't looking for you.
No, Captain Swan. I won't tell you that. The provost guard is looking for me.
Ah, as I thought. But you've committed no crime. Come, fella. I'm an American bumpkin, but I'm not daft.
On the honor, sir, my only crime is the belief in my heart that the individual should be allowed a measure of human dignity, that he should be allowed to choose his own God, that he should be given the right to worship in his own way. I ask you fair. Is that a crime?
Cromwell's law says it's a crime. So does the provost.
I ask you, Captain Swan. I ask you as a man. Is that a crime? Well, is it? I ask you, is that a crime?
Maybe. Maybe not. So happens, across the sea in America, we take a different view of such things.
Take me with you to America, to Boston, to Plymouth, wherever you're going, please.
Well, it happens my manifest reached for Virginia. But I don't say I'll take you there. For all I know, you're one of the protector spies sent to sound me out.
Then let me pledge you this. I stood with King Charles till the blade bit through his neck. I'd fight Charles himself, I'll fight Cromwell, or any man who scorns me for my faith. I will fight, and I will die. But no man will tell me the things that I most treasure in my heart. Listen, that's the provost guard. Your sails are up and set, Captain. Well?
In the colonies, friend, we like that kind of talk. Cast out, foreigner! Lively there! Step lively! Into the wind! Yeah. Likely they won't swim after us.
Virginia. The colony of Virginia.
Yep. Right. Pleasant place, friend. Hope you got kinsfolk there to help you get started.
No, none. I am the first of my name to go to America.
The first, eh? By the way, what is your name? Not a duke or a lord, are you?
I am nothing, and I have nothing. Nothing but a hope in my heart that I can hand down to my son and to his sons the one great gift of freedom. Nothing but a dream in my heart and the honest name of John Washington.
Thank you, Sir Cedric Hardwick, for a splendid performance. Sir Cedric will return to our microphone in just a moment. But now, Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with La Paloma. Thank you. now, once again, our special guest, Sir Cedric Hardwick. You made a fine Washington, Sir Cedric.
I enjoyed the part. Perhaps it was because I felt the spirit of the man so keenly. This is a land of opportunity, you know.
Perhaps not in the same rugged sense as in the days of George Washington's great-grandfather, but I get what you mean.
Well, perhaps you do, and then again, perhaps not. I was not referring to the opportunity for accomplishment alone. I was thinking of the opportunity that is given each American to build for his own future in the regular purchase of United States saving bonds.
It's a real opportunity, all right. One which is being grasped by millions of Americans.
Exactly. I heartily urge everyone within sound of my voice to buy United States saving bonds through the twin plans for regular saving. The payroll savings plan for those on the payroll and the bond a month plan for those who are self-employed. Goodbye, and thank you for having me on your program.
Goodbye, Sir Cedric Hardwick, and come again. Heard another of the series of weekly programs known as Guest Star, a transcribed feature brought to you by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. This program featured the renowned star of stage and screen, Sir Cedric Hardwick. Tune in again next week for another fine show. Meanwhile, this is Roger Pryor bidding you goodbye with a reminder that the safest, best way to financial security is through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds.